Why Apple might ditch Intel computer chips and go all in on its own. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm John Gordon, filling in for Molly Wood. Bloomberg reported this week that Apple could swap out the Intel chips in its Mac computers for its own as early as 2020. The move would grow from a strategy of making all of Apple's devices, Macs, iPhones, iPads, work more like each other and more seamlessly together. We wanted to learn more about this story, so as part of our regular Friday feature, Quality Assurance, we called up Dwight Silverman. He's a longtime tech columnist and the tech editor at the Houston Chronicle.
Well, there are several reasons they would want to do this. Apple is notorious for wanting to control the supply chain, all of the various parts that go into its various products. And of course, they do that to a large extent with the iPhone right now. They make their own processors. They make various other products inside it. There have been stories that they might even start making their own displays in the iPhone. And Apple wants to essentially be beholden to no one. Apple is going kind of more in the direction of the original IBM, which wanted to make everything and be in control of everything. That helps them in terms of controlling costs, but it also means that they're masters of their own destiny in terms of product cycles and how quickly they can innovate.
So tell me about why this possible move from Apple matters to people who buy Macs and who buy other Apple devices.
Well, one of the things that is likely to happen is if Apple does indeed switch to its own chips, they won't necessarily be compatible with Intel's processors. And so we'll go through yet another period where Apple is making a platform change. And that always results in some kind of disruption. Apple has done this before. When the Mac first started out, it was using Motorola chips. That was the case also with the early Apple IIs. And then they switched to a chip that they co-designed with Motorola and IBM called the PowerPC chip. And then they switched to Intel. And in each one of those steps, there was some kind of a disruption for individuals. One of the interesting things about what they're doing now is that they have already begun moving to what looks like a common platform between iOS and the macOS. So it may not be as jarring a move this time.
From Intel's perspective, how bad is this? I mean, Apple is a pretty big customer.
Apple is a big customer, but it only makes up about 5% of Intel's revenue. In terms of a black eye to Intel, it certainly is that. You know, Apple's essentially saying, we want to do it our way. However, once Apple goes to its own processors, they're going to have to be at least as powerful, if not more powerful, than Intel's processors for customers, particularly professional-level customers, to want to buy into this.
This idea that Apple's own chips would help Apple devices sort of work more like each other and to work more seamlessly together, can you explain that a little bit?
So right now, there are two Apple rumors out there that relate to this. One of them involves a project called Marzipan, which again, Apple has not confirmed any of this. But that is to make the iOS platform and the macOS platform work together so that if you download an app on your iPhone, that app will also work on the macOS and vice versa. One of the things that that could be dependent on is if Apple is in control of the processors. And so the other project for moving to chips, to making their own chips, is called Project Kalamata. And that will involve essentially taking their own silicon, just as they have their own silicon in the iPhone, and making it so that they're in control of how it works. Once they do that, moving back and forth between the two operating systems should be fairly seamless, and they probably can actually look the same. Apple has resisted doing touchscreen Macs. This might finally allow them to do that in the way that they would want to do it.
Dwight Silverman writes about tech for the Houston Chronicle. A final note, an analyst at Bank of America Merrill Lynch said this week that Apple could save $40 to $50 per computer if it uses its own chips. Our producer is Stephanie Hughes. The senior producer is Eve Troe. Our engineer this week was Dan Powell. I'm John Gordon, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey there, it's Molly Wood here. As a nonprofit news organization, Marketplace is on a mission to increase economic intelligence across the country. And with your support, we'll keep doing more to help people understand the business behind the technology that's rewiring our lives. For as little as $5 a month, consider signing up as a Marketplace investor. It's a way to directly support independent reporting and journalism you trust. Donate today at marketplace.org, and thank you.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.